Margot Wallström, the Swedish Minister for Foreign Affairs, spoke at the opening of the forum.
Sadly, we meet again at a time of great unrest. Ongoing developments in Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, Afghanistan and elsewhere have resulted in the largest humanitarian crisis in modern history. And conflicts are not only increasing in numbers, but also becoming more complex and more violent.
But she said there were some good examples, such as in Colombia, the Gambia and Liberia too. She stressed the need for practical action on peace building, saying that one should ask oneself what works, so that all parties collectively redouble efforts to build inclusive societies, prevent violent conflict, and build a sustained peace. Isabella Lövin, Minister for International Aid, pointed to inclusivity and long-term perspective as examples of what works in successful peace building.
A long-term perspective needs to be applied at the very beginning of an intervention. We know that if we work early on together and use political, security and development efforts together for a common goal, we have a greater chance.
Lövin said the fragile states themselves need to be involved in peace talks. Sierra Leone is now in the process of building peace. Finance and Economic Development Minister Momodou Kagbo said it is very important to make a budget for every aspect of society with jobs as the first step.
When you have a job, that's the most important social program. That is the first stage, particularly the issue of education and health. These are the fundamentals to the development of the society.
Madiba Institute for Leadership in West Africa founder Kuri Traore said empowering women is very important because that is half of the population, and it proves that whenever you involve all the people, including women, then it works well. And this has been the Swedish foreign policy in giving international aid. Ambassador Jan Eliasson challenged the politicians and media to reward prevention work.
We need to politically reward preventive work. Journalists here, I challenge you, did you ever succeed in getting a headline in television or radio or newspaper saying that the disaster did not occur?
Eliasson said sustaining peace needs generations to work. He also called on working with women and young people and for the use of modern technology. This was the fourth Stockholm Forum held by SIPRI, a think tank financed by the Swedish Parliament. For CRI, Chen Shifei, Stockholm.